Chapter 4 of When Thief Meets Thief by Harry Stephen Keeler. Negotiations. I looked at Sam. His sufferings were bad, all right, for they were pulling him continuously down. He was thin as a rail. His eyes were like bloodshot black walnuts sunken deep in his head. All night he would moan, hardly ever slept. I looked at Slim. Listen, Slim, you've been badly shaken by knowing you're going to catch the book in this country, but you've kept yourself from going crazy by teaching me safe-cracking, which I'll never be able to use, and wouldn't use, I guess, even if I could. But I've got to do something to keep myself from going crazy, and from keeping Sam over there from going crazy, too.
What?
He asked. Will you translate some words into Spanish for me to the guard who sits just up the corridor there? It means, of course, giving away the fact that you know the lingo. He looked at me.
Well, I might as well. But that'll end the chance of picking up any more news.
Okay. He motioned the guard over, a tall man with a face the color of an olive. And I told Slim, sentence by sentence, what to say, and he translated to me the same way the answers, though giving them the little typical South American accent, grim humorist that Slim ever was.
This young man, he began, is a dentist. He even received in North America the highest degree known in dentistry. That of doctor in the integrity calculations is one of account collecting. I can't translate that last exactly, but the degree will also be known as PDQ Fooey to you, brother.
He's dentist, eh? Well, he can stop this black man from howling. We guards, even in the guard room up yon flight of stairs, no can sleep, so greatly are our sensibilities disturbed. Your sensibilities, you goddamn black-eyed son of a bitch with a Woolworth Kresge military coat. What do you suppose our feelings are?
I know not what that word bitch mean, so how I know what son of Sam is. However, what you want?
Listen, you won't let a dentist be brought here because this blackbird is liable to slip him a piece of info that you don't want to leak out of this calaboose.
Well, I know nothing about that. I am hired but to be a guard. From 6 in the morning till 8 at night, I know nothing.
Well, so be it. But this fellow at my elbow here says if he could only get some dental apparatus and a little material to work with, he'd be glad to work on that black man's teeth just to keep him from going crazy himself.
He would, eh? Well, wait.
The fellow was gone, while Slim and I waited. Presently, he returned.
My friend who work on upper corridor, Slim translated quizzically to me, had a brother who was dentist in an adjoining country. His brother is dead, so he has a foot drill and a drawer full of toothpicks.
Ah, fine. That's what the lad here requires. Oh, yes, the lad here asked me to ask you, has your friend any gold or silver paste or mercury?
No gold, no. He sold it, but he say he has the silver dust and the mercury.
Good. Bring the apparatus here, and he'll manage somehow to fix the black man's teeth so the poor devil won't howl all night.
But how we know you won't drill your way out the window?
You ass, don't you sit here all day where you can look right in the cell? Go and examine that one window each night, and if you see evidence of drilling, call everything off.
Okay, I will bring the apparatus.
Slim shrugged his shoulders.
An hell of a chance we'll have to drill our way out, he commented. And if we did, only a deep river to plunge into with plenty of man-eating gators. But to stop that dinghy's howling is the next best thing, says I. Now come on, while the apparatus comes, for you haven't recited your yesterday's lessons yet, let alone seen to today's demonstration.